Dylan Wright, man. Hey, Paris Supercross, really cool to see you here. You know, part of opening ceremonies, the whole deal. And an okay weekend for you. It wasn't amazing, but it also was fun. What'd you think?
Yeah, I think it was okay. I feel like I did the job I needed to do. You know, obviously, like, Supercross isn't big in Canada, but we're working on it. You know, I think it goes to show, you know, our skills are getting better and better every year as we ride more of it. So, yeah, I think it was okay. There's just that one moto where I got kind of cleaned out. But,
is that what happened? Because yeah, I saw you picking it up, but I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I was, like, trying to go around the outside, which you don't try and make a pass around the outside in Supercross. So, yeah, I was trying, whatever, tried to make a pass and got into it. And ended up going down there, and, I mean, those sprints are pretty short, so it was okay. Hurt my ankle a bit, but whatever, it was all right.
The whole experience was probably pretty cool for you?
Yeah, it was sick. I mean, we're in Paris, right? I mean, it's pretty sweet. I get to go, you know, travel for a couple days and go see some stuff while I'm here. And, yeah, I think the whole event, obviously, they're super professional, and they kind of take care of us while we're here, so it's super nice.
Nice to get a bit of redemption from Geneva. I mean, we've had myself and Noof and Diggs have had a lot of laughs about Geneva and your race there, which you were fast, but you went down. So nice to be over here and be like, hey, like, I can do this.
Yeah, exactly. It's a little bit of redemption. You know, I think it goes to show, like, I can actually ride Supercross. And yeah, hopefully I get to do it more. And maybe this, you know, you guys will talk a little less shit.
this result was fine. Do you maybe want to do some U.S. stuff?
Yeah, I think in the future I'd like to do some. I don't think probably in 2022. Yeah, maybe line up for one if I'm feeling it. I plan on going down south and riding a little bit of it. It's not something I'm really focused on ever, really, because we've never had to. But I think just for my career in general, I want to, you know, I'd like to race a season or two just to kind of see where I would finish. And, you know, something before I retire one day to kind of get done. And I'm young and dumb at the moment. So, you know, it's kind of the time to do it.
What a year, man. Canadian title. MXGPs, Paris Supercross, the year of Dylan Wright this year, man. Yeah, that's got to be really, really cool for you.
Yeah, it's been a lot of racing that I hadn't planned on doing. You know, after the Canadian stuff, I realistically planned on, you know, doing the normal Canadian stuff. You know, you kind of have a little long off season, you kind of get ready for winter a bit. But, no, it was sick. I mean, a few opportunities kind of came my way, and it all snowballed a little bit and was able to get some decent results over here and kind of, you know, put Canada on the map maybe a little bit, which would make you happy.
Yeah, I mean, I just want a Canadian rider to, like, yeah, be on the world stage.
Yeah, that's it. And I think, you know, you kind of put your balls on the line a little bit, and, you know, it pays off when you have some good results. People see your speed a little bit, and, you know, with Eric and stuff, him and I have built a little pretty good relationship. So, you know, hopefully it works good, and, you know, you see me back at Geneva and Paris and stuff overseas, because obviously I want to do it for Canada and kind of put us on the map a bit. And, you know, it's fun for me to be able to do some one-off stuff.
I think he has a soft spot a little bit for Canada. He used to bring JSR over all the time for this stuff, and I think he likes Canada, and, you know what I mean? And I think, and if you're a nice guy, you treat him well, you're respectful, that goes a long way for guys like that.
Yeah, I think as long as, you know, as long as you're a good guy, you're good on the track, and you kind of put up some results when you need to. You know, it's all part of it. You know, being easy to work with is a big thing too. And I think that us Canadians are fairly chill and easy to work with for the most part. So, you know, that goes a long way for a promoter. And yeah, hopefully I do more of this stuff, because obviously, well, you know, it's fun to come over here. It's good atmosphere. And yeah, world stage is always nice.
Well, good to see you, man. Thanks for doing this. We'll see you around. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
All right.